Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, today the Somali people are proud to welcome you here and wish you all the success for this great meeting. I would like to thank you on behalf of the Somali people for your support and for the great sacrifices made in bringing stability to my country, in particular the recent loss of life. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago, our African progress and the world at large would have been skeptical that an extraordinary session of the IGAD Council of Ministers can take place in Mogadishu, Somalia. But today, in a short period of time, IGAD member states and its secretariat made history by hosting their 53rd session of the Council of Ministers in Mogadishu here in Somalia. This is a clear signal of the federal government of Somalia's progress in shifting from failed state to a state in the making. It also exemplifies our belief of African solutions for the African problems. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, what we are witnessing here today is the outcome of concrete Somali, African, and the world at large effort and commitment to build a secure, stable, and democratic Somalia in peace with itself, with its neighbors, and the world at large. But make no mistake, there are serious challenges, including security, economic, and institutional capacity, which are the basic ingredients for good governance in Somalia. The recent success of the joint operations of IGAL and Indian Ocean by AMISOM and SNA has weakened Al-Shabaab's ability to strike in terms of territory. Illicit revenue and personnel and equipment, however, challenges continue to exist in those newly recovered areas, particularly in terms of access for the delivery of the humanitarian aid and in terms of movement of goods and people freely in the highways. The federal government of Somalia continues the political dialogue with the regional states and the interim administrations as the basis for incremental state formation within a federal model. The establishment of Southwest Interim Administration and the formation of the Technical Committee of South Central Interim Administration are parts of the federal government's milestone for the implementation of Vision 2016. While positive momentum has been generated, sustaining our people's confidence requires improved security through integration of our zonal forces. Governance and economic benefits realized on the ground at all levels. I'm a firm belief that Somalia needs stability and investment in building legitimate institutions that can enable basic service delivery, infrastructure, financing, and inclusive growth in the short and the long term period, and above all, security through integrated security forces with national character. This can only be achieved through the establishment of a federal system that provides for inclusive representation and political accommodation spearheaded by the federal government of Somalia. The integration of the security forces, as agreed in the recent London conference, remains the first priority of the government. Today's agenda will discuss our plans towards this effort, along with Vision 2016, which include the formation of federal states, constitutional review, and democratization through free and fair elections in this country. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, following the positive development over the past 2 years, achieved with the support of our international partners, and in particular IGAD member states, we have to continue to work together towards the implementation of the agenda on the federal government of Somalia's political way forward. This IGAD Council of Ministers session is significant because it is the first time IGAD member states at this level are discussing Somali political matters inside Somalia. This is why this session is very significant. We have all been proud of this milestone, making a new beginning and paving the way for future high-level events to be hosted here in Somalia. In particular, I'm recommending and requesting to our IGAD Minister of Foreign Affairs that the IGAD Head of State session to take place here in Mogadishu in this year, 2015. I would like you to convey all my brothers, heads of states in the IGAD member countries, that I invite them here in Mogadishu at the appropriate time within 2015 to have their ordinary session here in Mogadishu. Excellencies, today again, the Somali people are proud of you to be here, and they are very welcome to you and wish you all the success in this important session. Again, I would like to thank you on behalf of Somali people for your support and the great sacrifices made bringing Somalia stability back to Somalia. Somalia, as the minister said, is standing at the corner, and we are very much grateful for this effort, joint effort of Somalia, the Africa, and the wider international community to make sure that Somalia is back a normal country and part of the nations, of community of nations in the world and in this particular region of the African continent. I thank you very much.